AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Russia investigation results in indictments directly linked to the Russian military. AP Sagar Magani reports indictments come as President Trump readies to meet with Russia's President Vladimir Putin.
The president expects Putin to deny it, as he has in the past.
I don't think you'll have any, I did it, you got me. There won't be a Perry Mason here, I don't think.
The president spoke hours before the Justice Department made its most clear allegation yet of Russia's bid to interfere in the race, indicting a dozen Russian intelligence officers. In a written statement, the White House did not condemn Russian actions. It stresses the indictment does not allege any knowing involvement by Trump campaign staffers or that the hacking affected the race's outcome. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump is in Scotland for the weekend ahead of Monday's summit in Helsinki. In England today, Trump met with Queen Elizabeth and British Prime Minister Theresa May. During a joint news conference with May, Trump talked about what he sees as the negative impact of immigration in Europe.
I know it's politically not necessarily correct to say that, but I'll say it, and I'll say it loud. And I think they better watch themselves, because you are changing culture. You are changing a lot of things.
The president also touched on the nuclear discussions with North Korea.
We haven't had nuclear testing. We haven't had missile launches. We haven't had rocket launches. Some sites were blown up, and we got back our hostages, our prisoners.
Human Rights Watch says DEA agents supplied criminal suspects with ostensibly encrypted smartphones, but rigged them for wiretapping. In a case involving a cocaine trafficking ring run by a Canadian based in Mexico, court papers say undercover agents supplied group members in Southern California with compromised devices as early as 2010. DEA spokesman would not discuss the investigative techniques. This is AP Radio News. It was a long day at Wimbledon.
John Isner has lost the record-breaking marathon five-set men's semifinal to Kevin Anderson. The South African won the record-breaking six-hour and 36-minute battle, 26-24, in a fifth set that lasted an unprecedented 175 minutes. Anderson finally broke Isner's serve in the 49th game of the drama-filled final set and then served it out to reach his first-ever Wimbledon final. Isner already holds the 11-hour and 5-minute record for the longest-ever match at Wimbledon, and for the highest fifth set score at 70 games to 68. This time, though, he was on the wrong side of history. Graham Agars, Wimbledon.
Anderson's opponent will be either Novak Djokovic or Rafael Nadal, whose match was suspended until tomorrow. Minnesota prison inmate serving life for two murders is legally a candidate for U.S. Senate. Star Tribune reports the state law only bars inmates from running for state-level offices. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.